The following is a class on the topic Self-Realization given by His Holiness Kratudas Ji Maharaj in USA.
Self-realization, very basic, and at the same time it is ultimate knowledge. This is what it is stated in all the scriptures, Quran, Puran, Bible, Ved, Itihash, Vedant, Vedant Sutra, everywhere stated this basic thing. And ultimate, what is the difference between dead body and a live body?
Like soul.
Exactly. So, this is $1 million understanding. That living body has a living force, the soul in it, and dead body does not have a soul. So the soul means consciousness. The soul is conscious. This sofa is not conscious. No chetana, no consciousness. But this body, if I pinch, if I beat, it has some chetana, so it will feel. So this is a big understanding. We, who really we are? Are we the body or the soul or both? This is another $1 million question. Can you produce chetana, consciousness in a factory? Can you produce consciousness, chetana in a factory? This chetana is coming or permeating from the soul. This is not chetana, this is not conscious. So then, what is the difference between something live and something dead? So live means that has a living force, the Atma, the soul is there. And because the soul is there, that thing can take birth. That thing can grow, that thing can have a byproducts, that thing can dwindle and die. Same thing, sofa has no soul. Can it grow? Can it produce byproduct, children? And a sofa can be born from this? Yeah. No? Then it's dead matter. It's dead. It's no soul in it. Right? Anything which has a soul in it can grow. This cannot grow. Right? Can produce children? Can produce another sofa? Can it? No. The body, which is life, mosquito, dog, hog, camel, can produce byproducts, dwindle, and this is not going to dwindle, it's going to be same. It can deteriorate, but not like dwindling and all of a sudden it's gone. When the soul is gone, the body deforms very quickly and gone quickly. But this is not like that. So this is the symptoms of a spirit soul. Symptoms of a spirit soul. Every spirit soul by nature is Sat Chit Ananda. Eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. Blissful. So every living entity is looking for bliss. Hana? Krishna, Venkat, Lakshmi, and Kirti, and Triveni. So, every living entity is looking for bliss. So, where is the bliss? Suppose there is a husband and there is a wife. The wife is dead. 5 days later, husband comes to that dead body of wife, and husband says, "Oh, I'm going to sit with my wife, I'm going to eat with my wife, I'm going to enjoy with my wife." Can it happen? So can husband enjoy with wife?
No.
No? Why?
Because the soul is not there.
Right. So the source of bliss is gone. Isn't it?
Right.
The source of bliss was the soul. And is gone. So next minute, wife's body winds up in crematorium. No? Just before 1 hour, we were ready to spend millions of dollars to fix that body. Right? So many hospitals, so many doctors, so many medicines, so much for the body. And once the soul is gone, the same body, we discard. Next hour. Useless. Before 1 hour, when the soul was in the body, we are trying to spend so much money to fix that body. And once the soul is gone, the same body we burn. Same body, useless. So the source of bliss is where? Who is the source of bliss?
Soul.
So this is million-dollar understanding. We are looking for bliss everywhere. Big house, big job, big car, big bibi, big, you don't know probably bibi. Jindki bibi badi, unka bada naam hai. Hai na? Big, everything big. And we will be blissful in that big thing. The husband goes to marry a girl, wife, whatever, on a big horse, big fat horse, and big band. And he marries the wife, comes home, and then all of a sudden there is a disagreement. Where is the bliss? Divorce, all of a sudden, divorce. So wherever we are looking for bliss in material world, that bliss is not there. The bliss is within us, which is called Atma, which is called soul, Satchidanand. The bliss is where? Right here. We are the bliss, and we are looking for everywhere else. He's understanding. Good boy. Isn't it? That's a misunderstanding, because we are misidentifying ourselves with mistake. Misidentifying, I am the body. And body is the source of my enjoyment. This is mistake. I am the joy, I am the bliss, I am the happiness. So, then why don't we remain blissful? Why we are not blissful? Because from time immemorial, we have invited different layers upon us. Different, you know, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego. These are different layers on the soul. So we are covered with these different layers of matter. The soul is, the bliss is covered. Just like you have a fire, just like there is a lamp, there a ghee lamp, and you cover it with glass chimney, and that glass chimney over a period of time, due to the smoke, it becomes black. So the light is the same light, but because the chimney is black, with covered with smoke, there is no light in the room. So the soul is blissful. But because there are different layers, earth, water, fire, air, ether, that is this body, gross body. And then mind covers, and over mind, intelligence covers, and over intelligence, false ego covers. And a living entity mainly cannot break through this false ego. That's the biggest and thickest covering. Biggest and thickest covering is false ego. And due to these coverings, that ananda doesn't manifest. Due to the covering of smoke, that light doesn't manifest. Within that chimney, equal candle power light is there, but outside zero, because the smoke is covering the light. So same thing with ananda, the bliss, the soul, covered by earth, then water, then fire, then ether, then mind, then intelligence, and ultimately thick covering is. So this ananda is covered. What to do? And I want that ananda. I'm looking for that bliss. Every chidiya in the morning, this sparrow, chirp, chirp, where is ananda, where is ananda? Every living entity, monkey in Vrindavan, monkey. Have you seen monkeys in Vrindavan? Maybe you have not been to Vrindavan yet. But you been?
No.
Nobody's. You been? No, you been. So monkeys in Vrindavan, every morning, unlimited monkey, they wake up and they're looking, where is bliss, where is bliss, where is bliss? Fruits and snatch your food and, you know, snatch your glasses and for the food. So this is what every living entity is looking for, bliss. But they don't find, because they are trying to find bliss in dull matter. Wrong place. Just like if I give you the rocky mountain full of rocks and I ask you, please take out, crush it and smash it and, you know, just pull out one drop of oil from those rocks. Can you pull it out? No. No oil. Even though I give you so many rocks, no oil. So similarly, I give you whole material world and I say, pull out that bliss. There is no bliss in material world. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Mind tells Paul Segal. There is no bliss. And we are trying to find bliss into these things. Unheard of. You can try as much as you want. As much as you like. you can try. Same thing, dead body and live body. The husband is enjoying company of wife. Husband, the pati, patni ki company, patni ka sanidhya, ghumna, farna, hasna, khana, sab kuch. Patni ke saath pati anand uthta hai. Aur patni pati ke saath. But once the pati or patni is died, say patni is died, so can pati say that I'll enjoy with my wife 5 days later? The wife is gone, body is here. Can we enjoy in this situation? And we should be able to enjoy at least half, because half is gone, the half is left, so we should enjoy half. So this is $1 million question. This is where spiritual life starts. आध्यात्मिक जीवन की शुरुआत यहाँ से होती है. इफ यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड दिस, जो अगर हम ये समझ नहीं पाते डिफरेंस बिटवीन डेड एंड लाइव बॉडी, आध्यात्मिक जीवन इज जीरो, नो आध्यात्मिक जीवन. दिस इज अ रियल क्वेश्चन वन शुड आस्क, देन एवरीथिंग बिकम्स इजी. इफ यू फिक्स दिस, that I am not the body, I am the soul. I am not the body, not half and half. The soul, being spiritual, does not need this material body to enjoy. Because it's spiritual by nature. It needs spiritual stuff to enjoy. And this is a temporary enjoyment with the matter. Because there is no bliss in matter. The TV, Sony TV, 1050, 105 HDMI, and for a week, 1 month or a year, it will be giving you, not even a year. You hardly watch this now, no? Huh?
We don't watch.
But in the beginning, oh, let's flip this, flip that, flip this, flip that. Let's play with it. And after then it's gone. The ananda is reducing, not increasing. Just like that, people think that honey and money, that's where the bliss is. Right? So money, every paycheck, first paycheck this much ananda. Second paycheck it should double ananda. Third paycheck it should be triple ananda. Does it happen like that? It's a multiplied same amount. If the paycheck is bringing you ananda this much, then it should give you ananda every paycheck that much. Ananda should pour into your pocket. Honey and money. Honey, you have one honey and this much ananda. And you have two wives, it should be this much ananda. And you have three wives, it should triple. Four wives, it should quadruple. Does it happen like that? No, he has experience. He has experience. Jishnu has experience. Honey doesn't multiply that ananda. If you have four honeys, then...
He thinks real honey.
No. He knows. He is intelligent enough. He is more intelligent than you. Jishnu, you have one wife. You have this much ananda, right? You have two wives. Double ananda, no? And three wives, you should have triple ananda, no? Does it happen like that? So this is matter. We think it is ananda. But actually speaking, it should multiply like that. Some flickering, yes, we agree. Chappal sukh is there. Matras Parsastu Kaunteya Sitoshna Sukha Dukhada. So with matra and sparsa, object of the senses, when it touches the senses, there is some happiness. But it is very flickering, very temporary, and it to have that flickering happiness, so much hard work you have to do. And for that flickering happiness, after happiness, you have to suffer so much. Suppose drinking habit, smoking habit, or whatever, they think they are ananda, isn't it? So much you have to work for that. And this much ananda, and then so much suffering. So is that ananda? Is that bliss? No bliss, is it?
No.
Jishnu says it, it has to be right. Is that ananda? Yes, there is sukh, no doubt. There is some flickering happiness. And that is also because the soul is there. Otherwise that will not be there.
People understand what is ananda. Do people understand what is
ananda? Whatever you understand.
Nobody knows.
Okay, I know you don't know. I can define ananda. But actually you have some vague idea. You're looking for ananda every day.
I don't.
You do?
I don't look for anything like ananda.
That's why you came all the way to America. But anyway, there is vague understanding of ananda. Ananda means ananda means bliss that stays for ever, and that is increasing. That is ananda. If it is decreasing, it's not ananda. Ananda should stay forever and increase. That is a characteristic of ananda. Spiritual bliss. Material bliss doesn't stay forever and doesn't increase also. It decreases. Whatever you take, it stays for some time and then decreases. So, this is material ananda. Material ananda means stays for some time and then gone. Spiritual ananda means stays forever, and anandam buddhivardhanam pratipadam purnamrita svadhanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirt. This is ananda. Like you are hungry 10 days and you got some dry chapati, somehow or another. You didn't find any food, but somehow or another you find some dry chapati. So then that chapati you take, and it will give you ananda. Even though it is dry and what not, but it will give you some ananda. But it is temporary. It's the same thing in a spiritual world. You go to the Kalpa Vriksha, you are hungry, I want pomegranate, I want apple, I want pineapple, I want coconut, I want all fruits, I want jackfruits and everything, watermelon, strawberry, blackberry, blueberry, redberry, everything from one. Looks unlimitedly, it will keep coming. And you can keep enjoying. No cessation of bliss. Same thing, but eternal and increasing. Same thing here, but stays for a while, decreases. Senses, material senses, material anand, spiritual senses, spiritual anand. Same thing, but opposite nature. Atma, conscious, spiritual nature, matter, body, matter, no consciousness, opposite to each other. So this bliss is also opposite to each other. So let's go back again. So we are looking for that bliss. And that bliss is where? And soul is part and parcel of Krishna. this soul is part and parcel of who? Krishna. So, before we go to Krishna, to this, let's understand one example. Prabhupada says that a fish, the natural life for a fish is what? Jishnu?
Swimming?
Yeah, that's it, you got it. Water. Water is natural life. Environment is water. And that's a life for a fish. And you take fish out of water, nice sofa, nice food, nice everything golden that she wants. But no water. Can she be blissful? No. Why? Because you took her natural life away from fish. Right? As soon as you put fish back into water, bliss, so much bliss for the fish. But outside, suffering. So, the natural life for fish is water. But you have taken away that natural life, water from fish. No more bliss. Similarly, the soul, Atma, being adhyatmik, the natural life for Atma is adhyatmik, spiritual life. Natural life for spirit is what, Manoj? Adhyatmik. Huh? Adhyatmik. Atma, adhyatmik. Body, bhautik, bhautik life. Bhut, earth, water, fire, air, ether. This is bhut. Body is made up of this bhut. That's why it's called bhautik. Atma made up of adhyatmik. Eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So that's why it is called adhyatmik. And natural life for Atma is adhyatmik life. Natural life for Atma is adhyatmik life. Eh, Kirti? Natural life for soul is what? Adhyatmik. Spiritual life. The spirit, spiritual. So where is that spiritual life? Fish out of water. Where is that spiritual life?
Right now, right here.
Huh?
Right now, right here.
Good. So that's why you feel great.
Yeah.
Right? Triveni? Right? Where is that spiritual life?
Wherever?
Wherever you see. Very good. You have developed that spiritual eyes to see spiritual stuff. So, our face is out of water. We are Atma. We are Atma. And Kirti, our natural life is, we are spirit. And Venkat, our natural life is? Yes, spiritual life. Right? So what is that spiritual life? So without spiritual life, our face is suffering outside, no? Outside of spiritual life, our spirit soul is suffering. Face out of water. So we are spirit soul. Who we are?
Spirit soul.
Spirit soul. So the spirit soul is part and parcel of super soul called Krishna. Atma Paramatma ka ansa hai. Paramatma Sri Krishna ka ansa hai. Just like a very good example, this hand is part of this body. The soul is part of Krishna. Example, udaharan, that this hand is part of this body. So, hand says, I have laddu. I have food in my palm. I have food, laddu. You know laddu? Okay, I have laddu with me and I want to remain independent of this body. And I have laddu, I'll enjoy and remain hrushta-prushta, very strong, stout. Hence says, can it be possible? Yeah, but it is in hand interest to remain connected with the body and serve that laddu to the body. Then automatically hand gets bliss. Right? But it says, no, I don't want body. And I have laddu. I'll enjoy. I'll have bliss. I don't care for the body. No, hand being part and parcel of this body must remain connected with the body and must serve that laddu to body. Then hand will automatically get that bliss. Laddu's bliss will come. Similarly, Atma is part and parcel of who?
Sri Krishna.
Sri Krishna. And that's why Atma must serve who? Krishna says in Gita, Mameva Anso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Manasastani Indriyani Prakriti Sthani Karsati. मेरा ही ये सनातन अंश जीवात्मा है. तो वी आर स्पिरिट सोल पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ कृष्णा एंड दैट्स व्हाई वी मस्ट सर्व हिम. दैट्स व्हाई वी मस्ट सर्व हिम. हैंड इज पार्ट एंड पार्सल ऑफ दिस बॉडी. सो हैंड मस्ट सर्व द बॉडी. इट इज इन इंटरेस्ट. एंड इफ हैंड डजंट सर्व is not able to serve the body, that means hand is paralyzed, broken, useless. So if any spirit soul in material world is not serving Krishna, that means that spirit soul is rotten, useless. It must serve Krishna. So what is the easiest method of serving Krishna in this day and age? Kaliya Santana Upanishad says, हरे इति षोडशकस नामनाम कलिकल्मषनाशनम नातः परतर उपाय सर्ववेदेषु दृश्यते. इति षोडशकस नामनाम, दिस सोल, दिस 16 नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड मस्ट बी चैंटेड इन द एज ऑफ कलियुगा इन ऑर्डर टू गेट द ब्लिस. व्हाट इन ऑर्डर टू गेट द ब्लिस One must chant these 16 names of Lord. Kim namiti, what are those names? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These are the names one must chant in order to have a bliss. In order to have
a bliss.
A bliss. What do you have to do in order to have a bliss?
Chant the holy names of the Lord.
Right. Why chant holy name of the Lord?
Get bliss.
Because we are part of Krishna. And to get the bliss, you are right. So these 16 name of the Lord must be chanted in the age of Kali Yuga. So Kim Namiti, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What are the rules and regulations? Kasya Vidiriti. What are the rules and regulations? Nasya vidiriti, suchirva, asuchirva, sarvavastha, sarvada. You are pure, impure, under any circumstances, you can chant these holy names of the Lord. What will be the greatest benefit? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, prema pumartho mahan. You will reawaken your pure love for Krishna. What? What?
Krishna.
What about him?
Reawaken.
You will reawaken your pure love for Krishna. So this is Sevan Mukhe Jivado. With your mouth and tongue, you are serving Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna. Hare Rama,
Hare Rama. So you are serving Krishna through your mouth and tongue. Sevan Mukhe Jivado. स्वयमेव स्फुरति अतः श्री कृष्ण नाम आदि na bhavet grahamendriya. So we have to chant these holy names, and that is called seva to Krishna. So when you serve Krishna, then you will reawaken your pure love for Krishna. Whomever you serve, that person loves you. You serve dog will
love you,
isn't it? You serve parents will love you. And you spank them, not serve them, they love you?
No.
No? Really?
No.
So when the parents will love you?
When you do good.
When you do good? When you serve them, right? So this is the idea. You have to serve Krishna, then Krishna will love you. If you serve dog will love you. Isn't it? You give roti to, you give food to dog, you walk a dog. Dog will love you, right? If you serve dog will love you, Prabhupada says. And if you serve God will love you. It's a simple logic. Hana? Whomever you serve, that person has to love you. No choice. Isn't it? If you serve wife will love you. If you serve husband will love you. If you serve God will love you. So what is the easiest method of love, of serving God?
Chanting the holy
name. What holy name?
Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So this is serving through mouth and tongue. What else you can serve Krishna through mouth and tongue? By chanting his holy name. So this is service to Krishna. And when Krishna loves you, you love Krishna, then bliss is automatically included. So, very simple. Who we are? Let's go again. Who we are?
Soul.
Who we are?
Spiritual.
And we are part and parcel of who?
Krishna.
And that's why we must do
chant.
Serve him.
Serve.
Because we are part and parcel of him. So we have to serve him. The easiest method of serving him is
chanting.
If you go to Himalaya, Tap, can you do that?
No.
I ask you $1 million donation. Can you give me?
No.
Very difficult. I ask you to do big time havan. Can you do it?
No.
I ask you to read all these scriptures.
No.
But this is very easy. No? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Very easy. And easy but topmost service. It is simple and sublime, topmost. It is easiest and topmost. Tap, Dan, Adhyan, Swadhyay, this, that, all these methods of serving him is very, very difficult. But chanting holy name?
Very easy.
Very easy. Who cannot do that? Even the dog can take part in it, Prabhupada says. Even the dog can take part in it. Here, dog can hear Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There is bhakti, Sravan bhakti. So, who we are again? Part and parcel of who?
Krishna.
And that's why we must
serve him.
Serve him. Easiest method of serving him is?
Chanting.
What chanting?
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
16 mala a day. How many?
16.
So, you will reawaken your pure love for Krishna. If you serve him, then what will happen?
Bliss.
Krishna will love you. And then there is a bliss. Right? So who wants bliss?
Everyone.
Everyone. You, who wants bliss?
Everyone.
I gave you a big fat lecture, which was the essence of all the scriptures. I did not leave anything out from all the scriptures. I teach you all the scripture. What? What? I teach you essence of all the scriptures. Nothing is left. We are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. That's why we must serve Him. Easiest method of serving Him is chanting 16 rounds minimum. And if you chant 16 rounds, then pure love of Krishna will reawaken in your heart, and that love will become bliss. Love is bliss. Bliss is love. Right? Same. So, this is called Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan. The Atma eternally associated or Sambandha with Krishna, part and parcel of Krishna. This is Sambandha. Jivira Swarupahoy Krishnera Nitya Das. This is Sambandha. Abhideya means to attain that goal, which is Krishna Prem. That's a goal. Prayojan. So Abhideya means to attain that goal, what we have to do? Chant His holy name 16 rounds. So Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan Sarva Sastre Gaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to Sanatana Goswami that in all scriptures only these things are mentioned. Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. And this is called Divya Gyan. What is Divya Gyan? What is called Divya Gyan, Lakshmi? Abhideya, Prayojan. Sambandha means our relationship with material world and Krishna. That is Sambandha. Abhideya means that process by which we can attain Prayojan, which is Krishna Prem. We have to reawaken our love for Krishna. So that is the goal. So to attain the goal, what we have to do? That is called Abhideya. So what we have to do to attain that goal? Chant 16 rounds a day. And even though nobody is there, Krishna conscious ladies, they chant. They make up rounds of delivery day also. I have seen in ISKCON, the ladies are so serious, they make up all their rounds, whatever they are missing. So we should be serious about having Krishna's love. We want Krishna to love us. So austerity will attract His attention. 16 rounds means austerity, tap. So we must become serious. We already passed 25, 30 years already. What is left? 30 years we are dead already. We should start immediately. I want you to start one round, okay, beta? You will? Huh? You will?
Yes.
Say Hare Krishna mantra.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
He's a great devotee in your family. Mm-hmm. Believe me. He's a great devotee. So that's our real interest. That is our Shreyas. Shreyas means our ultimate good. What is that ultimate good we want? We want Krishna. And for that we have to have time. 2 hours for Krishna, 22 hours for you. It's a good equation, no? Okay, Krishna, we'll give you 2 hours. 22 hours I'll get. So chant 16 rounds. Serious. Why 16? Because Krishna says, He says, always you should chant My names, you should serve Me around the clock. How much you should serve Me?
Around the clock.
Around the clock. Satatam kirtayantu mam. Krishna says in Gita that you should chant My holy name and you should serve Me every second, every minute, satatam, always, without cessation, you should serve Me. that is serving by mouth and tongue, I said, Sevan Mukhe Jihuva Duhate. So he says, always you should serve me. So we are not able to do that. So then Guru Acharya, they cut into half, 12 hours, they cut into half, 6 hours, they cut into half, 3 hours, and then Prabhupada cut into 1.5. And he says, okay, 16.
Satatam
kirtayantu
maam yasta
yatantascha dravrataha namasyantasya maam
nitya
ukta upasate. Meaning?
Satatam.
Translated. Oh, translated, yeah.
Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with a great determination, bowing down before me. These great souls perpetually worship me with devotion.
Perpetually. Meaning? Perpetually meaning?
You must.
Eh?
You must.
No. Always. Perpetually means?
Always.
Always. Satatam means always. Namasyant Nitya Yukta.
Nitya Yukta
means always engaged in serving, chanting about my glories. So can you do 24 hours? So we are merciful to you, no? We are asking only 2 hours. So that's why 2 hours. Minimum 2 hours.
If you don't sleep, you'll get knowledge, but if you don't sleep, you don't get indulgence.
You become dumb over sleeping. You should sleep yukta ahar viharasya, yukta chestasya karmasu. Yukta means you should sleep only required hours, 6, 7, 8.
9. 10.
Beyond 8 is too much. That is stupid.
10 hours.
Beyond 6 is too much.
When you do this service, how do you know that you are getting the bliss or ananda? How do you check it, whether
you try to serve anybody, your mother, father, children, you try to serve, or devotees, prasadam. You try to serve in temple and see what you experience. You will experience bliss. Don't you?
Yeah.
Huh?
Serving, yeah. Definitely in temple there you get
bliss. Isn't it? Father, mother, you serve. You feel great about it, no?
Like in the material world, if you do the same thing over and over,
No, but that is force. That is not devotional service. Out of love. Father, mother, you do out of love. But that service you don't do out of love, out of money. The same work out of money, you do it out of love, it will become more enjoyable. It has to be out of love. Devotional. Bhakti means prem, my seva. Isn't it? So you have to do service out of love. We chant out of love for Krishna.
But when somebody reads Bhagavad Gita or Vedas, Do they gain knowledge or bhakti?
Same thing, bhakti. Knowledge of bhakti means bhakti. Knowledge. I said, sambandh abhideya prayojan is a divya gyan. Transcendental knowledge. This is transcendental knowledge. So that knowledge is ultimately culminates into love. Without knowledge, you cannot love anybody. You know your wife, and that's why you love her. But you marry somebody out of blue, your father arranged marriage in India, and she is in India, and you haven't seen her. You haven't known her, how much you can love? But you was in India, you marry her, you walk, talk with her, and came here, then that love intensifies. Because you know, knowledge. Knowledge. The same thing with Krishna. Divya Gyan. Knowledge. You have to know Krishna. And that's why we gave you, or you bought, this Bhagavatam is to know Krishna. Who Krishna is. Yes, it is auspicious. Your house is auspicious because Bhagavatam is in your house. Yes, and they are on house. Yes, Krishna is in your house. Yes. And you are in the house, a devotee. Hare Krishna.